from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our number one of the G-Bag Nation. It's a victory Monday, boys. How about a sweet Monday?
Where's Dawson?
Oh, Dawson's on vacation.
Oh.
2 weeks. Gavin Dawson going to visit the Familia.
This could be our best radio ever.
You think so? Are you taking shots already at the General?
Far, yeah.
Man, it took about 10 seconds.
The over-under was Holy 10 crap. Minutes.
Wow.
And Broadus just absolutely...
I just went in the debt clock. I saw how fast that debt clock's going, and I feel like we might not have much time.
Wow.
It looked like the gas pump, you know?
when it's just moving.
It looks like you're watching somebody run the
We're just trying to take advantage of every
dash.
Second of every day here, boys.
Well, hopefully. I'll tell you what, there's some gas pumps out there that do not go fast enough. And you sit there and you watch it and you're just wondering what is happening with this one. Do you need to like bang on the side of it? What's the deal?
This one next to our building, that Chevron downstairs.
Just takes all day to pump
like
it.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Have you ever gone to a pump and thought to yourself you were going to go all the way to full and then punted halfway in because it just took so long? You're like, forget this. I'll just get it a little bit later.
Last time I went, used that Chevron pump. That's exactly when it happened.
I don't have time for your games,
right,
Chevron pump.
I'm going to go half pop here.
What's like the Red Cross dropping supplies to you?
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, they're flying over just all of a sudden supplies it. So you
who's got food and water,
four
please?
4 hours later. I'm still trying to pump that gas. Big sweep for the Rangers over the weekend, over the Kansas City Royals. 4-game heater. But my gosh, I mean, the pitching was outstanding. John Gray bouncing back with a shutout victory on Saturday. How about Max Scherzer? We got a grand slam from Wyatt Bankford as well over the course of the weekend. Josh Smith continues to be on a tear. Yesterday, though, it was great to see Mad Max back on the bump. We thought maybe Saturday we'd get to see him. Ends up being Sunday. One-hit baseball. How about Jose Urania? That kind of worked out perfectly. I'd throw that out there, right? Maybe Urania comes in there. You piggyback off of Scherzer. I didn't expect a 4-inning close job, though. Apparently, that's the first time that's happened since 2005 with C.J. Wilson.
Urania's been great all year.
Brilliant.
I mean, once they've inserted him into the rotation and now they're using him as this like kind of a middle reliever and the fact that he's this stuff. But, man, he's pitched really, really well. There's been some games where he hasn't gotten some support, run support. But, heck, I remember some starts in Colorado and NCAAs, people like that. But every time he's been asked to take the ball, he's done his part.
How about this? The Rangers extended their current pitcher's scoreless streak to a season-high 22 innings with those two shutouts over the weekend. And now they've got a 4-game winning streak, longest of the season, first sweep of the season. We're just checking off boxes. This thing's turning a corner real quick. All of a sudden, the offense is looking good. Mm. Wyatt Langford has been absolutely outstanding. We talked about that last week at the end of the week. But, I mean, he's seeing the ball really well. But what he did over the weekend was brilliant. And now we got Josh Smith. We need to get this guy in the All-Star game. That's what we need to do.
Yes, we absolutely do. And to your point on Wyatt Langford right now, I saw Jared with the Nuggets 5-game hitting streak, 5-game extra base hit streak, 5-game ribby streak, and his 5-game ribby streak is the longest by a Ranger this year, and his 5-game extra base hit streak is tied with Seager and Garcia for the top mark. So he's on an absolute heater right now. Maybe a little time away, regroup a little bit, gather yourself, get yourself back to neutral. Now he's seeing things, and the power's back. That's the beautiful part about this, dude. This is exactly what we thought he was going to be, a dude who is just very capable to just slug his rear end off. And that's what he's doing right now. And when this lineup gets going again, all of a sudden, this is you almost forget how fun it is to watch this team who can erupt at any moment. Here's five runs in an inning. Like, you're kind of, that was what it was last year, sitting on the edge of your seat every game, just waiting for one of those eruption innings from this lineup. And now you're starting to see that a little bit. And it's beautiful.
And it was the bottom of the lineup last year, too, that would usually come up in a big way. And how about Leody Taveras yesterday, 2-for-4, a couple of RBIs, batting ninth, you know, right at the bottom of the lineup. But outstanding pitching. It was good to see Scherzer back on the bump, but absolutely, Wyatt Langford's been the story of the month of June since he's come back from the IL. 19 games, his OPS at 876, 18 RBIs, 9 extra base hits. He has been absolutely brilliant. So shout out to the Texas Rangers, 877-881-1053. If you were worried, how nervous are you right now? Are you back in? Are we fully torqued heading into the All-Star break?
Hey, shout out to Broadus for putting in the call, man.
Sweet call.
I mean, what you drinking, what you thinking. Broadus was thinking about a Sweeperoni pizza, and you delivered
it in a big
way. There's
nothing better than a Sweeperoni pizza.
Yeah, the thing about it, too.
You've often said that.
I've talked about this division not being very good, but you're starting to get some teams kind of figuring it out a little bit.
Houston's starting to freak you out, huh?
Houston's starting to freak me out a little bit with the series they had against the Orioles over the weekend. And then now the Mariners were kind of faltering a little bit there, but the Rangers playing well, but Houston playing well too. This could be very well come down to the very end again.
I think you're going to
have to win the division. I don't know about the wild card situation, but just go try and take care of this division if you can. And you're starting to get guys back, and hopefully, you know, the bats have been really, really good. You know, Kansas City has a good staff. You didn't see the two best. But
no, you're able to dodge, Cole Reagans for sure.
Yeah, you dodged a couple along the way. This will be an important week for the Rangers, though, as well, to get through Milwaukee and then get through four with Baltimore. You know, that's going to be
it's Baltimore series. First time they've played since the postseason.
After the break, it'll start kind of opening up a little bit better for you schedule wise. But the Rangers, we've seen them play poorly against bad teams, but maybe they'll find it. But maybe the hitting too. I'm seeing a lot of maybes here. Every other word I'm using is maybe. But at least
sounds like you're teetering on confidence, which is actually better than what he was a couple of weeks ago when he was down and out, pessimistic.
I was not too. I'll tell you where
Switch
I
to the playoffs.
He's at least back to riding the fence.
Tell you where I got back in it is because I was thinking about the division. But little I know that Houston would try to find a little footing,
with you. They're six and a half games back for the Rangers right now of the Mariners. But, hey, I mean, all you can really focus on yourselves.
At one point you were 10 back of the Mariners.
Before the weekend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Houston and the Rangers have kind of been neck and neck the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But you were able to keep pace, right, with your sweep. Mm-hmm. So that's all you got to do. It's just kind of focus on what you can do. And with the Brewers series, Freddie Peralta on the bump tonight, Michael Lorenzen. Lorenzen's been damn good.
He's been great.
Damn good.
Yep.
So we'll have pregame coming up at 6:30. We'll talk with Sands at 6 o'clock and CY coming up at 4:20.
Mm.
Get a chipper CY coming up today. How much of the College World Series were you paying attention to? Was your dad all plugged in?
Yeah, my dad's totally plugged in. My mom's really plugged in too. My mom is one of those ladies or those fans that watches like midweek college baseball. Like, she will watch, like, South Carolina play Wolford in midweek baseball because she takes a lot of pride. She loves her.
She's a gambling lady?
She's not a gambling lady, but
the only reason I can fathom anybody.
I'm just telling you, she is thinking right now, if LSU would have found a way, LSU's baseball team was, she loves LSU baseball, but they didn't find a way. Usually they'll host a regional. And she wants to go to a regional or a super regional game, a series, so bad. And she's 81 years old, and I'm thinking, if LSU could find a way to get one of these things again, and they won the championship last year. We should have probably gone last year.
Probably should have done that.
But they went to North Carolina, got beat, and, you know, North Carolina went on the World Series. But the thing about it is, though, she you tell it to me locked in. Like, she's telling me about, like, the other schools. Yeah, like, Tennessee's got this.
That's amazing.
Florida State has this. Like, you talk about caring about baseball and collegiate baseball. I wish I was that.
We should have got her on the show as our College World Series.
Seriously, dude, we should have had her as our College World Series correspondent.
It's funny.
We should have
sent her to
live shots from Rocco's hammering them home with the Aggie fans.
Yeah, she totally gets. And like my dad's 85. He's watching A&M. I take him to service on Sunday mornings, and we're talking about it, and he's kind of like, he cares more about A&M football.
Sure.
Then he did, but he's happy for A&M baseball.
Yeah,
he's happy, but he ain't like my mom, who was like living and dying every game.
Wow, you
know, that kind of
thing. Ride or die. I did not know that about Mama Brown.
Yeah,
that's
she
awesome.
Does. She does that with the college baseball.
Well, big win for the Vols of Tennessee yesterday, 4-1. They got the win. They even up that series. Now we have a winner take all game
kind of
three
feel
tonight.
Like it's over for A&M tonight.
You think so? You think they have the opportunity?
You've got to found a way to win that second game right there and end this thing. Now it turns into which team has the better pitching, you know, and it's really all hands on deck. We saw this last year with LSU.
Yeah.
You know, Paul Skeens gets you to the championship game, and, you know, and then now it's all hands on deck kind of a thing. Everybody's pitching guys going an inning, guys going two batters, guy's arm's about to fall off, but he's going to throw.
We need you, buddy.
We need you to get
one
out.
We need 15 pitches.
Yeah. That's where we're at right now. You know, and Texas A&M and Tennessee, there you talk about some desperation in Game 7 in hockey tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to see some desperation in college baseball tonight as well.
It's going to be a great night in sports. Game 7, Stanley Cup Final, history on the line, looking to become the first team ever to come back from 3-0 down.
I don't know. I can't even fathom how these Panther fans are walking around right now. Just like zombies? Are you just like, Walchuk, we would be having caretakers surrounding you if we were in the midst of some type of DFW sports debacle.
Dude,
like
but
this.
You're right. I mean,
like, I'm serious.
We would be clinging. You're right. I would be just beside myself, but we would be clinging on to the hope of the Pete DeBoer Game 7.
See, that's what I was trying to
That's
think.
What we would tell ourselves.
They don't have Texas Pete. The Ice Cats don't have Texas.
They're like,
Pete.
We got Vladimir Tarasenko. He won a Game 7 for the Blues against the Bruins.
Sorry, Kachuk. DeBoer's not coming to save you.
Yeah. No.
So what do you cling on to here? I have no idea.
You can't even really hope that you're goaltending. I mean,
what's happened to Bobrovsky?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, you caught McDavid in the Oilers power play. That's what's happened.
Yeah,
they figured
fair enough.
Him out, man.
Well, we saw firsthand how explosive Edmonton can be. We saw it. But man, you were thinking like 3-0, this thing, you know, they're going to win. They're gonna win one, and this thing's over.
Okay,
short series. But now, we have a historic. They're talking about maybe the most important hockey game in 80-something years.
Yes.
I mean,
because of the history of
what's at stake.
Absolutely.
But
you got to go back to 1942. How many teams were there? Was it the original six?
Oh, I love the original six.
Yeah, with the Maple Leafs.
Put yourself in which fan base would you want to be right now? Would you want to be an Edmonton fan or a Florida fan?
Edmonton.
You can't make the argument you want to be a Florida fan right now.
No, I mean, Edmonton's got all the mojo.
But what about if you're an Edmonton fan and you go out and you lose tonight? Now how do you feel?
Either way, you're going to feel like crap, right, if your team loses
tonight. If you're a Florida fan, obviously you're going to feel terrible if you lose. But if you're an Edmonton fan, you fought all the way back just to have your heart ripped out at the end.
Yes, but I think any rational fan, like when the Mavericks are down 3-0 to the Celtics, it's like, okay.
You're just wanting to get to a game seven.
At this point, you know that this
like,
thing is pretty
run.
Much over.
This was amazing.
We're just trying to appreciate how many more periods of hockey can you give me
at this
point?
No, you have a chance to win the Stanley Cup tonight.
Yeah, absolutely you do. You have a chance to make history.
I think I would feel terrible if we lost.
I think you're feeling terrible either side of the coin.
But if you're the
game seven of the Stanley Cup final. Your heart is ripped out as a fan if you're a Panther fan or an Oilers fan.
There's no argument that, I mean, making history in this type of fashion. I mean, maybe you say, like, it's cool. Like, if you're going to lose, you might as well do it historically. I don't know. Maybe that's you.
Try and spin that into a positive.
Which fan base?
Pin the tail on the positive.
Which fan base would take the loss the hardest?
Edmonton.
By far, right?
Yeah. Well, because they live it and breathe it.
Yeah.
And
Florida.
They're coming out of the womb.
Florida would like, we lost.
They talk Oilers hockey like we talk Cowboys football.
Yeah. But how about the coach there? You know, he's waited all these years to get.
Paul Maurice in Florida.
Waited all these years to get his name on a Stanley Cup.
It'd be back-to-back Stanley Cup final losses for the Panthers, too.
Yeah.
You can't fire the guy for that, could you?
I don't think so.
Could you?
Haven't we seen an NFL? Didn't somebody go to a Super Bowl and still get. Have we seen that? Did that happen to John Fox somewhere?
Might have been.
In Carolina?
Foxy. I feel like that might have happened to Fox. Not Foxy in Carolina, but maybe in Denver.
Foxy might have done something. You might be right about that.
Oh, after the Seahawks loss?
Potentially.
Maybe. Maybe because it was such a bad loss.
Yeah,
I mean, that game was over as soon as the safety goes over Peyton Manning's head. It's 2-0. It's like, this game's done.
Okay, Oilers win tonight. Is this bigger and better for McDavid or for the viral Oilers girl?
Well, the Oilers girl is finally starting to capitalize.
Yeah, she's figured it out.
She's like, all right, I'll post for Playboy. Why not?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
She's leaning all the way in?
She's leaning in.
I thought
now.
She was just trying to say, no, I don't want to be, this isn't me. This was a one-time thing.
I think she realized
thing.
We can monetize this.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Now she's going commercial with it.
She's figured out her 15 minutes of fame could pay her a lot of money. So, yeah.
She will become the symbol for the greatest comeback in sports history.
They might ask her to hoist the Stanley Cup.
I was going
to
say,
that's what I'm saying.
This could be huge for her.
If I was her, I would consider going sans clothes with the Stanley Cup for my shot.
Is that for you or for her?
Yeah. What? No.
For all the male audience?
Yeah, but do you mean like, tastefully?
You said Playboy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least that's what Playboy's Twitter post. Yeah.
You know what? The cup travels. All she has to do is reach out to one of these players and show up, and they'll do this. They will. Everybody gets a day with the cup.
Why shouldn't she?
Why shouldn't she? So to me, if I was her and they win the Stanley Cup, that would be my picture. That's what
you naked with Lord Stanley.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think they would allow you to do that though?
We need.
I bet you there's some pictures out there of some gals. Maybe I don't know. Maybe some dudes too. I don't know. But with gals with the Stanley Cup and not wearing clothes.
There's something about Lord Stanley that just makes you want to take your clothes
off. We didn't get to see
tequila
that.
And the Stanley Cup, man. That's all you need. That's all you need. Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler as well. My gosh, 6th PGA Tour win of the season, the Travelers Championship. Dude's just absolutely dominating right now. And in Arlington, if you went out, watched the USA beat Bolivia, Copa America. Shout out to Christian Pulisic. Gets that first goal, 2-0. USA gets the win.
There you go.
Let's keep that party rolling. We got the Euros on right here.
Yep.
This is going to be fun all day long in the G-Bag Nation, rocking with you until 6:30. But coming up on the other side, let's go around the bases. Let's talk more about that Max Scherzer history that he made. Ejections and suspensions. That's next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Wooly Bully is about to take us on a trip around the bases. Then we'll get you G-Bag of the Day coming up here in about 6.5 minutes. Segment here in the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. Here he is, the Bully.
Thank you very much. Historic outing for Max Scherzer as he went ahead and moved up the all-time strikeout list in his return to the Rangers rotation yesterday. So he was brilliant. He now just trails Houston's Justin Verlander for 10th all-time on the list as Scherzer moved into a tie with Greg Maddux, 3,371 Ks. Verlander's at 3,393, and he's currently on the IL, so maybe Scherzer in his next start has an opportunity to creep up closer and closer to that, and maybe they'll just go back and forth with just surpassing each other for 10th all-time on that list as the season goes on.
Just an arms race there, going back and forth, back and forth. Boom, I kind of like that idea, but that was awesome. Yeah, watching him come out the way he did, I mean, you're sort of holding your breath every time he's out there because you just don't know.
You don't.
And even after the game, he's kind of alluding to some of these things about, like, I wonder what he's feeling like right now, and I'm looking forward to asking Chris Young about that in 2 hours.
Yeah, let's hear what Max had to say. This is post-game. How did you feel after that fifth inning in your first start?
Everything was, you know, from a baseball standpoint, was telling me to go back out there. You know, I'm pitching well, I'm throwing the ball well. You know, everything from that end says keep on going. I just don't know how I'm going to recover from this. You know, with the thumb issue, it's still, you know, still there. The radial nerve, radial line. You know, I do feel fatigue in my, I was feeling my arm kind of fatigue. I just don't know how I'm going to recover from this. That's been the, you know, issue I've been at hand here. So, you know, after the fifth inning, I felt like we got enough work in. I felt like we're in a good spot. And, you know, that was kind of my line. You know, that was as far as I want, you know, we could go today. We're really trying to maximize what I can do 5 days out. Like, there's not an off day. There's no, I have to make the next start on 5 days. So, was able to get out, and hopefully my arm responds. Hopefully, you know, I don't go backwards. Hopefully I'm able to take this and continue to ramp up and continue to go forward. This is still an issue at hand. Everything was, you know, from a baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things at age 39, you know, the recovery process of this, and it seems like that's the consistent question that Max has. And I do think Mike brought up a great point earlier, where he's also having to balance the mental decision of how much do I want to push this, right, for the Rangers this year. But I also acknowledge if I don't want this to be my last season in Major League Baseball, I also want to ruin my career and my future career opportunities, right, because I'm a free agent after this year. So for the Rangers, hey, maybe they want Max Scherzer back. That's still a possibility. But they're also playing this to win right now, and we know we've got you under contract for the next 4 months. So there is, hey, Max wants to make sure everything's okay for the long run here. And I'm curious, and we can talk to CY about that coming up at 4:20, but maybe they've got to juggle, you know, depending on how he is feeling, kind of a different way to navigate Max through the rest of the season.
Yeah, I wish I could sit here. I'm usually good with having a plan. You know, I thought maybe the plan of, and I know, Eric, you were talking about it with Mike when we were kind of changing out personnel here between shows. You know, do you find a way to, is Dane Dunning, like, do you start Max every other game?
Yeah.
And Dane Dunning becomes the every other guy, or Urania. Somebody becomes the, Urania becomes your bullpen guy, which he's done a really nice job, but then you use Dane Dunning as the
every other start.
Every other start. And then when Max is pitching, he's kind of your emergency bullpen guy.
Right. And if Max says, hey, I'm good, I can make this next start, then cool. Put him back out there.
That might be.
But if he's not, then yeah, you've got options, right? You don't have to force him to go out there and make that extra start if he's not ready.
Do you guys think that Max Scherzer has doubts about getting people out anymore?
Yeah, I think that, yes, I think that's part of it as well. I think mentally, you know, I think that that's something where
he's always been
so confident in his
confident
stuff.
Confident, tough, and then now it's like,
you come back from an injury like this, yeah. I think there naturally is, like, is my stuff good enough where I am confident that I can strike out major league hitters?
Yeah.
I think absolutely that's something you got to have a conversation about.
Well, confidence is back up after what he did yesterday.
He
looked brilliant. Sure.
I mean, he looked like vintage Max yesterday.
And I do, I admire the transparency there. I mean, his willingness to just share everything. Yeah. So it's going to be something. You have no idea how much you can get out of him for the rest of the way. But that start right there was epic.
I think that goes to your point about Max and free agency. He's trying to get it out there. Like, listen, you know, with saying it without saying it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen here next with this. You know, I don't know how I'm going to feel. I mean, I'm sure getting on the plane and then now being in Milwaukee, he's probably thinking about, okay, maybe Chris Young will have a report for us, you know, when this all comes. But I think that he's kind of getting out there that, like, listen, guys, I don't know how this is really going to go. I don't know how, you know, but I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, strap this thing up and just hope, you know, and go out there and pitch and just hope for the best. I'm thinking about the
future. I think
that's
what we're all doing right now, right? We're just kind of hoping for the best when it comes to Max.
Yeah.
Last few nuggets here, of course, Josh Smith, homer for the second straight game yesterday. His batting average in the AL, it's first among players who have primarily played third, and his OPS is second, fourth in slugging. He's absolutely deserving of an all-star nod. So make sure you're going out there, TexasRangers.com, and get your all-star votes for a guy.
I think there's
Smith.
Only five hitters in the American League that are hitting over 300, and he's in the top five.
Damn right he is.
He's the real deal. All right. Thank you very much, Zach Wolchuk. That is Around the Bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Now into the Pimp Cup we go with Lucius Alexander for a Monday edition of G-Bag.
Yeah. There we go. All the buttons and everything work. Make sure of it. All right, our winner of G-Bag of the Day so far is a Tampa Bay pitcher. His name is Pete Fairbanks.
Yeah.
This is post-game. My man had him a tough day at the job, which I'm pretty sure we can all relate to that. Tough day at the job. It's a Monday, so you might have it this week. Pray that you don't, but if you do, sound like Pete Fairbanks.
First of all, let's start with the bottom of the ninth inning, that three-run home run. Can you take us through that inning?
Well, I made him look really bad on two of them, and then he looked really good on the worst one of the four that I threw. You know, just I put it in the spot that you don't want to put it, and he didn't miss it, so hats off to him.
Hats off to him.
You know, I absolutely destroyed a few things in the cage and then regrouped, and we got it done, so... I'll take a win.
Do we get to ask what you destroyed?
Elvis is shaking his head. It's nothing bad, Elvis.
It's nothing bad.
Look, let's just say that I owe the Minnesota Twins visiting Cage a new IKEA stool.
A new IKEA stool.
There needs to be a new stool. Not bar stool height, like one of the mini ones that like kids use. Yeah, it's not non-existent anymore. But, you know, sometimes you got to get it all out to go out there and put up another zero.
It sounds like he's about 47 years old, doesn't he? He's kind of like
got that old soul.
He's got like a business approach to his, you know,
yeah,
like Mad Men or something like that.
He's only 30.
He's only
old soul. Yeah.
Gosh, he sounds a lot older than that. The way he's talking.
I like how he hit him with the Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
Well, hats off to him, you know.
Hats off to him.
That's the Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, hats off to him.
I love a good Stephen. Let's see what else we got for you boys. James Snyder called into What You Drinking and What You Thinking. And I must say, Broadus, you were on it. It took about maybe two or three words, and you were looking around like, you know how a puppy looks, how they turn their head back and forth when they're trying to figure out something.
Uh-huh.
That's how you did when you heard the fourth word. You was like, wait a minute, y'all.
Yeah.
Are y'all not picking up on this? But you wasn't fully sure until afterwards.
Right.
But you caught on. I'm not mad at you. Here's James Snyder calling into What You Drinking and What You Thinking on Friday.
Okay, one more. James Snyder? Snyder?
Snyder. 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 Yeah.
What's up, Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Hey, what's up?
What you drinking?
Corona.
Nice. What you thinking?
Well, you know, I've been listening to this show a lot, and one of the more profound segments I've ever heard was you guys talking about Brock Purdy and how we were all born with the ability to swallow. I tend to agree, guys. Also, good luck trimming those bushes this weekend.
Cheers. I appreciate that.
Swallowing and trimming the bushes. Well done, Jane. Well done.
I tend to agree, guys.
Oh, she's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now that I know what it is, yeah. It is
in the
just
moment,
fantastic.
I texted me and was like, I'm sorry, that didn't land. I was like, nah, Jane, it was great.
It did. The audience loved it. Yeah, everybody loved it.
I thought it was awesome.
You guys was in the spin cycle.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. But
I knew it was her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, she texted me. I gave her the hotline number. No, I'm the reason she called in.
Oh, yeah? I think she called on the
hotline.
Did she call on the hotline?
Yes,
yeah,
she did. She texted me and said, hey, what number can I call?
Okay, so you knew it was her, but you didn't
know. I didn't want to say anything. I laid out.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
I was in the spin cycle, Lucius.
I was too, and I...
She didn't have me. I wasn't fooled at all. See, she called me, in fact, on the hotline, Lucius. You're totally wrong.
You know about it already?
The rest of these fools, they're idiots.
That's exactly right.
They were in the spin cycle. I was not.
I was not spinning that time.
I cannot be fooled.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny when I heard drinking a Corona, because that's what Hurricane Jane, that's her drink, man. She loves the Coronas. Yeah.
Wooly is a wild boy. Yeah. Wooly is a wild boy.
Wooly can't, yeah.
She texted me and everything.
Damn, I knew, Lucius. What are you talking about in there?
Don't tell me. I didn't know.
All right, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing and all that good stuff, man. Did, shout out to my pastor, Dr. Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. John 3:16. Anybody know what John 3:16 is?
That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
That's what I thought it was, too.
Father God, we say, God, we thank you, God, on today, God. We say, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. For you say, God, in John 3:16, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it, God. And we're here, God, rejoicing, God, and entering, God.
Gotcha.
Do you think there were some people in the pews looking at their books?
They're looking at
their books. They're flipping their pages.
Wait a minute.
Where are we? Did you skip?
Wait. What are you doing here?
John 3:16. Wait a minute. You got that wrong. Did we already give our offering up? Because I don't think we're going to give any money to this church.
I hope this was a substitute one. Yeah. Substitute pastor.
Yeah. Let's see. This happened at the golf situation over the weekend. Mm. Bryson DeChambeau. The Hawk-Tooie girl.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
And she is.
Hawk-Tooie!
Oh, Lord. He just teed off?
Teed off. Got to get a little Hawk-Tooie to get it going.
That was at the live.
Hawk-Tooie!
Wow.
That girl lose her job? Was that true?
Yeah, I think she did.
Huh? Is that real?
I don't know if that's real.
I don't think that's real, bro. You don't lose your job for something like that.
I believe X.
You don't lose your job for something like that. That was good.
Like, how could you fire that poor guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
People been fired for less. Don't you think?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I'm asking.
But she was just talking about the secret sauce, which I'm not a fan of the secret sauce. I'm not. Yeah. I like her initiative. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But Hawk-Tooie sounds like a upper respiratory infection.
Yep.
Sounds like you about to put some bronchitis on my joint. Hawk-Tooie.
Some bronchitis.
Yeah.
You don't hear any.
You got to put a little Hawk-Tooie on that thing.
It's very slimy.
Little Hawk-Tooie.
You never been turned on by a girl just hawking a loogie?
Oh,
spit that thing.
You know what I'm talking about?
Last one right here. Mother Kelly told a lady in church that she was just too damn chubby.
Oh.
Now you look chubby. You're a pretty woman.
Oh no.
But eat what you're supposed to eat, and don't eat five of them.
Oh no.
I don't. All right.
Thank you.
You know what the Lord gave me to say.
Yeah. The Lord gave me to say that. See, you can get away with anything in church as long as you say, hey, the Lord told me to tell you.
Hey, don't kill the messenger on this one, man.
That's the way we got things done at the Cowboys. We'd always say, oh, Jerry wanted us to do this. Oh. Yeah, you always play the Jerry card when you really need something done. Yeah, Jerry, Steven, the family needs this done.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, normally I wouldn't ask you, but you know, Jerry.
Exactly. That's Jerry. There you go, Lucius. There you go.
All right. Now let's vote here. It's one time champ, right? Fairbanks looking for two?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays, Pete Fairbanks there. Is it James Snyder? What you drinking, what you think, and trimming the bushes?
I said it the whole time.
time, you fool.
Yeah.
You know, bleep yourselves, all of you.
Not John 3:16. Is it the golf hawk Tua or the Chubby Church situation? I'm going to go with James Snyder on that one. Thought that guy killed it. Lucius?
But me too.
Yeah, all right. 2-0 Ultra.
Me too.
I'll go with James.
Wow, 3-0, and your vote is rendered useless. Brian brought us.
I'm going to vote for the,
Can I get a,
Hot Tua?
I want to vote. It's my right.
Fresh out of sir.
Chubby Church.
Chubby Church. All right, there you go. By a score of 3-1, congratulations, James Snyder, local Tolo, calling in what you drinking, what you thinking, man. We told you we could make you famous here in the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah.
Shout out to James. All right, coming up next, Krusty's Corner on a Monday. Where are we headed?
There is no way this lady just did this. We'll talk about that next.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, all right.
We got
this disclaimer.
It's a Monday.
NFL News of the Day coming up on the other side. Then we'll go around the rim, talk some hoops action with you. It is already draft week in the NBA. That's how fast that happens in the NBA offseason. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Bratis.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, General. General. I called you the General.
Thank you.
That Wooly Bully. Thank you very much.
If it was the General, he would have said it's Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. I knew one of you had that read. I knew one of you. That's why I said the General. No, I didn't, because I just got confused. Hey, if I told you this, would you believe me?
Probably not.
I learned this today.
Did you?
Yeah, I learned this.
We learn something every day. That's what they say.
I thought you refused to. I thought you said when you turned 60, you're like, I don't want to learn anymore. No more new information.
No, I'm fascinated by some new information. You know that Buc-ee's sells more brisket sandwiches than 69-cent fountain drinks at their stores?
I would believe
it. More brisket sandwiches
than fountain drinks at their stores.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people might just want the bottles. Right, they just go straight to the bottled beverages.
That's true. There's no alternative. If you want a brisket sandwich, you're getting a brisket sandwich. If you want a drink, you're like, maybe I'll go fountain, maybe I'll go bottle. Maybe they're doing a deal, two for $4 on a giant water bottle or something.
I can't help myself. I see a Buc-ee's, I am pulling over, and I am getting a brisket sandwich.
See, and I understand that. I pull over, and I get that Texas Philly.
And that is also very good.
Got me just wrapped around.
That is very good.
Is my dad insane? Somebody tell me if my dad's insane. Because my dad told me this weekend that HEB's brisket, you know how they have their own barbecue place?
Yep, yeah.
He said it's the best brisket he's ever had.
Okay,
and now any type of lunch situation that he's got to pull off with
Florida
his boys. He's from Florida, but he's lived in Texas for like 30 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But he knows or 35 years.
This is brisket.
Yeah, I mean, I'll vouch for the HEB barbecue.
Best brisket you've ever had, bro?
No.
Walchuk's shaking his head, scoffing.
No.
Probably would just be like telling my dad how ridiculous he is.
I love you, Pete.
I don't know. So, I haven't had the HEB brisket yet.
So that was kind of like, that stat's just not impressive because you're thinking that they probably don't sell enough fountain drinks.
No, I do think that's an impressive stat. I absolutely do.
I mean, it really just goes to show how amazing those brisket sandwiches are.
And I learned this. They're not done on site. They have a place where they cook these briskets, and they're trucked into all the locations.
Yeah, Buc-ee's has like a legit smokehouse. They're not just donging around in some back kitchen situation trying to pump
out.
I'd
be really impressed if every Buc-ee's had a deal in the back where there were like pitmaster guys and gals back there mopping them up.
You can see them slicing up.
Yeah, they yell where they sell like a fresh brisket on the block, or say they have some little battle cry they use, right?
Man. Heck, I'm even getting down with their chicken tenders.
See, I've done nothing but...
I've messed around with those tenders.
I've had the pulled pork, but I've never had the brisket sandwich.
Got the gravy and everything.
The brisket's fantastic. The sausage is pretty good as well.
Okay. We had history this weekend as well, boys. Carter Freeman, I know Carter's not with us today. He's working from home. Carter.
Okay, thank God he's still with us.
Post this picture. If you're following us along on the YouTube and the Twitch, Carter's going to help me out here.
Wow, first ever brought us initiating something on the fan cam.
Okay,
this is historical.
I've posted a picture of a lady here and you can see we made history this weekend in the Miss Texas pageant. Would anybody, if you're watching, can you guess how old this lady is?
Well, Carter did putting the headline.
But for a lot of people that aren't watching that are listening, 877-881-1053.
Well,
with a picture you can't see.
Right.
It's great for radio. But well, I would have guessed like 55.
So wait, so we have a 71-year-old woman.
Yeah.
who made history over the weekend as the oldest contestant competing in Miss Texas, USA.
Yeah.
She didn't win, but she competed her balls off.
Good for her.
And she deserves to compete. Looking at that picture right there, I'm surprised. I would be wondering, is this a picture of her from 30 years ago?
Yeah,
I think she looks like she's 45.
She's using an old picture.
Maybe 50, you know? I'll give her 50 on that. No way she's 71.
Yeah.
No way.
Marissa Tiejo. Did I say that right?
I think you nailed it. I think there's something about Marissa's, though, because I saw something about Tomei the other day.
Still nailing it.
Anyway, this lady, as you can see, it's terrible radio, but if you're watching on the Twitch or the...
Well, hey, listen, man, Wolchuk's our big GILF guy, so I'll let him have the floor.
That's the queen of GILFs right there.
Yeah. By the way, Miss Dallas won. She's going to be represent Miss
Hell
Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, let's really?
Miss Dallas. Yeah, Miss Dallas.
How old was she?
I don't think they give the age on Miss Dallas.
She was 69.
Yeah.
No. Hey, the 71-year-old beauty queen has some peaks on her arms, man.
Oh, she's got a little bicep?
She's got some peaks, bro.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how much work has gone into making Miss 71-year-old how she is now. I don't know. Like, in this day and age, I don't know.
Is it Dr. Miami or Dr. Jim is what you're asking?
Exactly. I tell you what, I'm saying...
Great cheekbones.
Yeah, the cheekbones. Yeah. I don't know.
Looks pretty natural to me.
She looks pretty natural to me, I'd say.
Probably just some filler.
Congratulations,
Marissa. A little Botox here and there.
Competing down in Houston, 71 years old.
I'm going to need to check a birth certificate on that one, Bratis.
All right. My final 4 minutes or so here, I'm going to ask you guys to do so. I saw this the other day, and the question they asked is, said, you're on the clock, and you have to choose two defenders to build your defense around.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, the names they give, I'm going to do this with the Cowboys defense, all-time Cowboy defense. I'm not going to do
all-time?
All-time Cowboy defense. See, I'm not going to do it because they ask you about Aaron Donald, Mean Joe Green. You haven't seen Mean Joe Green play, right?
Oh, are you about to question my bona fides as a football guy?
Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor? Heck yeah, he's a crazy
gone
dog.
Back and seen Lawrence.
Listen, who's not going to watch an all-pro meth head dominate quarterback?
All right, you want Cowboys or NFL greats?
I think Wolchuk wants Cowboys. He's a big Cowboy fan.
Here we go. All right, the names that I picked.
Okay.
These are names I starred because, again, I wasn't sure how much of you guys seen Bob Lilly.
All of his career, dude. Wolchuk wears a shirt of him like twice a week.
I get it.
And he washes it half the time.
Honestly, I love the stuff that you've given me. I wear it a lot.
Bob Lilly shirt is great.
Okay, Bob Lilly, can I make him part of this then?
Damn right you can.
All right, Bob Lilly, Darren Woods, and you can only pick two. You're building your defense around this. These two guys you pick. You're building your defense.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me kind of funny there.
No, I'm just locked in.
With clear eyes now. I can see your clear eyes.
Thanks to Brooks Eye Associates.
Absolutely.
It's like Burn Face.
Bob Lilly.
Okay.
Darren Woodson.
Okay.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah. All right.
Randy White.
Mm.
Micah Parsons.
Gosh.
DeMarcus Ware. You can only use two of these guys, and the rest of them are not on your defense. But you're building your defense around two guys. Bob Lilly, Darren Woodson, Deion Sanders, Randy White, Micah Parsons, or DeMarcus Ware.
This is a DeMarcus Ware primetime Deion Sanders defense that I'm bringing off the bus. I don't know about you over there, Wolchuk.
I do love that. I think prime is, you've got to go with him, right?
Best down would corner. He be the number one guy?
I think so.
Would he would be over
like best corner in
he would
football
be over
history.
Ware and Randy White and I all those guys?
So. He's my number one overall pick.
Because I always think about building up the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So it's tempting to take Randy White and Darren Woodson.
And Darren Woodson, yeah.
So those would be my top three. Is it Randy? Is it Woody? Is it Prime? And it's no disrespect to Lilly or Ware at all. They're both and Micah, all incredible. But I think I would go Randy White and Prime.
And you went?
I went DeMarcus Ware and Primetime.
Man.
I know you're going Darren Woodson. That's obvious.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's your favorite player in the history of football.
Woody. I'll tell you what, man. There's a name I put on there, but I didn't star him. I put Harvey Martin on here because he's one of my personal favorite guys. I'm going to go Darren Woodson. I like what you're saying about building up the middle. I think I'm going to go Woody, and I'm going to go DeMarcus Ware.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to do here. Those would be the guys. Okay,
respect.
Real quick in the last minute I have here, if we did the NFL one, real quick. Only two. Aaron Donald, oof. Bruce Smith, Mean Joe Green, T.J. Watt, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Deion Sanders, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed.
Oh, God.
Okay, fire those off one more time for me.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Bruce Smith, Mean Joe Green, T.J. Watt, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Deion Sanders, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to go...
Only two.
Yeah, only two. Jeez. I'm going to go Lawrence Taylor. I'm going to go Deion Prime. Sanders.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with that. I think I got to go LT, and I'm just going to take Reggie White, and they're not going to have time to throw the football.
I like that quite a bit, too. Son of a gun.
Reggie White would be one of mine. But
you have,
man,
a minister and a crackhead both coming at you screaming off the edge.
I'll tell you what,
pick your poison.
Think about how you would just crush people inside with Aaron Donald, though.
You would.
Yeah.
If you had Reggie White on one, or how about you had Lawrence Taylor on one end and you had Aaron Donald in the middle? How about them playing next to each other?
That'd be unbelievable.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Ed Reed was a damn good
player. Ed Reed was so good. He was a really good
player.
Really was. Thank you. That was a lot
of fun.
Thank
you, man.
Thank you so much. Preston's Corner every day. At 2:40-ish right here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's go to NFL News of the Day. Succession cuts and quarterback competition. That's next from the Fan. Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, all right.
We got
this disclaimer.
It's a Monday.
NFL News of the Day coming up on the other side. Then we'll go around the rim, talk some hoops action with you. It is already draft week in the NBA. That's how fast that happens in the NBA offseason. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Bratis.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, General. General. I called you the
Thank
General.
You.
How about that, Wooly Bully? Thank you very much.
If it was the General, he would have said it's Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. I knew one of you had that, Reed. I knew one of you. That's why I said the General. No, I didn't, because I just got confused. Hey, if I told you this, would you believe me?
Probably not.
I learned this today.
Did you?
Yeah, I learned this.
We learn something new every day. That's what they say.
I thought you refused to. I thought you said when you turn 60, you're like, I don't want to learn anymore. No more new information.
No, I'm fascinated by some new information. You know that Buckeye's sells more brisket sandwiches than 69-cent fountain drinks at their stores?
I would
believe it. More brisket sandwiches
than fountain drinks at their stores.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people might just want the bottles. Right, they just go straight to the bottled beverages.
That's true. There's no alternative. If you want a brisket sandwich, you're getting a brisket sandwich. If you want a drink, you're like, maybe I'll go fountain, maybe I'll go bottle. Maybe they're doing a deal, two for $4 on a giant water bottle or something.
I can't help myself. I see a Buc-ee's, I am pulling over, and I am getting a brisket sandwich.
See, and I understand that. I pull over, and I get that Texas Philly.
And that is also very good.
That got me just wrapped around.
That is very good.
Is my dad insane? Somebody tell me if my dad's insane. Because my dad told me this weekend that H-E-B's brisket, you know how they have their own barbecue place?
Yep, yeah.
He said it's the best brisket he's ever had.
Okay,
and now any type of lunch situation that he's got to pull off with
Florida
his boys. He's from Florida, but he's lived in Texas for 30 years or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
But he knows his 35
brisket.
Years.
This is brisket.
Yeah, I mean, I'll vouch for the H-E-B barbecue.
Best brisket you've ever had, bro?
No.
Walchuk shaking his head, scoffing.
No.
Probably would just be like telling my dad how ridiculous he is.
I love you, Pete.
I don't know. I haven't had the H-E-B brisket yet.
So that was kind of like, that stat's just not impressive because you're thinking that they don't sell, they probably don't sell enough fountain drinks.
No, I do think that's an impressive stat. I absolutely do.
I mean, it really just goes to show how amazing those brisket sandwiches are.
I learned this. They're not done on site. They have a place where they cook these briskets and they're trucked into all the locations.
Yeah, Buc-ee's has like a legit smokehouse. They're not just donging around in some back kitchen situation trying to pump out.
I'd be really impressed if every Buc-ee's had a deal in the back where there were like pitmaster guys and gals back there mopping them up.
You can see them slicing up.
Yeah, they yell where they sell like a fresh brisket on the block or say they have some little battle cry they use, right?
Man. Heck, I'm even getting down with their chicken tenders.
See, I've done nothing but...
I've messed around with those tenders.
I've had the pulled pork, but I've never had the brisket sandwich.
Got the gravy and everything.
The brisket's fantastic. The sausage is pretty good as well.
Okay. We had history this weekend as well, boys. Carter Freeman, I know Carter's not with us today. He's working from home. Carter.
Okay, thank God he's still with us.
Post this picture. If you're following us along on the YouTube and the Twitch, Carter's going to help me out here.
Wow, first ever brought us initiating something on the fan cam.
Okay,
this is historical.
I've posted a picture of a lady here and you can see we made history this weekend in the Miss Texas pageant. Would anybody, if you're watching, can you guess how old this lady is?
Well, Carter did you the favor by putting the headline.
But for a lot of people that aren't watching that are listening, 877-881-1053.
Well, with a picture you can't see.
Right.
It's great for radio. But well, I would have guessed like 55.
So we have a 71-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Who made history over the weekend as the oldest contestant competing in Miss Texas, USA.
Yeah.
She didn't win, but she competed her balls off.
Good for her.
And she deserves to compete. Looking at that picture right there, I'm surprised. I would be wondering, is this a picture of her from 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I think she looks like she's 45.
She's using an old picture.
Maybe 50, you know? I'll give her 50 on that. No way she's 71.
Yeah.
No way.
Marissa Tiejo. Tiejo. Did I say that right?
I think you nailed it. I think there's something about Marissa's, though, because I saw something about Tomei the other day.
Still in and done.
Anyway, this lady, as you can see, it's terrible radio, but if you're watching on the Twitch or the...
Well, hey, listen, man, Walchuk's our big GILF guy, so I'll let him have the floor.
That's the queen of GILFs right there.
Yeah. By the way, Miss Dallas won. She's going to be represent Miss
Hell
Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, let's really?
Miss Dallas. Yeah, Miss Dallas.
How old was she?
I don't think they give the age on Miss Dallas.
She was 69.
Yeah.
No. Hey, the 71-year-old beauty queen has some peaks on her arms, man.
Oh, she's got a little bicep?
She's got some peaks, bro.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how much work has gone into making Miss 71-year-old how she is now. I don't know. Like, in this day and age, I don't know.
Is it Dr. Miami or Dr. Jim is what you're asking?
I tell you what, I'm saying...
Great cheekbones.
Yeah, the cheekbones. Yeah. I don't know.
Looks pretty natural to me.
She looks pretty natural to me, I'd say.
Probably just some filler.
Congratulations,
whatever. Marissa. Botox here and there.
Competing down in Houston, 71 years old.
I'm going to need to check a birth certificate on that one, Gratis.
All right. My final 4 minutes or so here, I'm going to ask you guys to do so. I saw this the other day, and they asked the question they asked, they said, you're on the clock, and you have to choose two defenders to build your defense around.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, the names they give, I'm going to do this with the Cowboys defense, all-time Cowboy defense. I'm not going to do
all-time?
All-time Cowboy defense. See, I'm not going to do it because they ask you about Aaron Donald, Mean Joe Green. You haven't seen Mean Joe Green play, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you about to question my bona fides as a football guy?
Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor? Heck yeah, he's a crazy dog.
Back and seen Lawrence.
Listen, who's not going to watch an all-pro meth head dominate quarterback?
All right, you want Cowboys or NFL greats?
I think Walchuk wants Cowboys. He's a big Cowboy fan.
Here we go. All right, the names that I picked.
Okay.
These are names I starred because, again, I wasn't sure. How much have you guys seen Bob Lilly?
All of his career, dude. Walchuk wears a shirt of him like twice a week.
I get it.
And he washes it half the time.
Honestly, I love the stuff that you've given me. I wear it a lot.
The Bob Lilly shirt is great.
Okay, Bob Lilly, can I make him part of this thing?
Damn right you can.
All right, Bob Lilly, Darren Woods, and you can only pick two.
Gotcha.
You're building your defense around this. These two guys you pick. You're building your defense.
Okay.
You're looking at me kind of funny there.
No, I'm just locked in.
With clear eyes now. I can see your clear eyes.
Thanks to Brooks Eye Associates.
Absolutely.
It's my game face.
Bob Lilly.
Okay.
Darren Woodson.
Okay.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah. All right.
Randy White.
Mm.
Micah Parsons.
Gosh.
DeMarcus Ware. You can only use two of these guys, and the rest of them are not on your defense. But you're building your defense around two guys. Bob Lilly, Darren Woodson, Deion Sanders, Randy White, Micah Parsons, or DeMarcus Ware.
This is a DeMarcus Ware primetime Deion Sanders defense that I'm bringing off the bus. I don't know about you over there, Walchuk.
I do love that. I think prime is, you've got to go with him, right?
Would he be the number one guy?
I think so.
Would he would be over
like best corner in
he would
football
be over
history.
Ware and Randy White and I all those guys.
So. He's my number one overall pick.
Because I always think about building up the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So it's tempting to take Randy White and Darren Woodson.
And Darren Woodson, yeah.
So those would be my top three. Is it Randy? Is it Woody? Is it Prime? And it's no disrespect to Lilly or Ware at all. They're both and Micah, all incredible. But I think I would go Randy White and Prime.
And you went?
I went DeMarcus Ware and Primetime.
Man.
I know you're going Darren Woodson. That's obvious.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's your favorite player
I know you're going
football.
Woody.
I'll tell you what, man. There's a name I put on there, but I didn't star him. I put Harvey Martin on here because he's one of my personal favorite guys. I'm going to go Darren Woodson. I like what you're saying about building up the middle. I think I'm going to go Woody, and I'm going to go DeMarcus Ware.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to do here. Those would be the guys. Okay,
respect.
Real quick in the last minute I have here, if we did the NFL one, real quick. Only two. Aaron Donald, Bruce Smith, Mean Joe Green, TJ Watt, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Deion Sanders, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed.
Oh, God.
Okay, fire those off one more time for me.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Bruce Smith. Mean Joe Green. T.J. Watt. Lawrence Taylor. Reggie White. Deion Sanders. Ray Lewis. Ed Reed.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to go...
only two.
Yeah, only two. Jeez. I'm going to go Lawrence Taylor. I'm going to go Deion Prime. Sanders.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with that. I think I got to go LT, and I'm just going to take Reggie White, and they're not going to have time to throw the football.
I like that quite a bit, too. Son of a gun.
Reggie White would be one of mine. But
you have,
man,
a minister and a crackhead both coming at you screaming off the edge.
I'll tell you what, like, pick your poison. Think about how you would just crush people inside with Aaron Donald, though.
You would.
Yeah.
If you had Reggie White on one, or how about you had Lawrence Taylor on one end, and you had Aaron Donald in the middle. How about them playing next to each other?
That'd be unbelievable.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Ed Reed was a damn good
player. Ed Reed was so good. He was a really good player. Really was. Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Preston's Corner every day at 2:40-ish right here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's go to NFL News of the Day. Succession cuts and quarterback competition. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.